We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. I want to start with the death of Miller Gardner. Brett Gardner, the former Yankee son, 14 years old. Of course, he died in Costa Rica. It's being investigated as related to a possible carbon monoxide poisoning now, according to Costa Rica's director of judicial investigation department. They said in a press conference yesterday, they confirmed by text message that the investigators believe the death to be accidental rather than the result of foul play. The investigation has been closely coordinated with the FBI in the United States as well. They said that the tests were conducted in the room the family was staying a week after Miller Gardner was found in his hotel room in a popular resort district when high emissions of carbon monoxide contamination were detected. He said this suggested the death might have been from inhaling hazardous gases. He said these were initial findings and the results of the toxicology are still to come. The room that was tested, according to these people, was adjacent to a machine room, which investigators believe is the source of the contamination. Levels up to 600 parts per million were found when the correct level should be zero in this specific case. The presence of carbon monoxide was the latest turn in the investigation into the death of the former outfielder's youngest son, which the family said posed many questions but had no answers. Brett Gardner and his wife announced their son's death on March 23rd in a statement released by the Yankees. The statement said Miller had fallen ill along with several other family members while on vacation. Last week, the U.S. Embassy in Costa Rica and the U.S. Department of State confirmed the death of the U.S. citizen in Costa Rica on March 21st, but offered no additional details on the cause of death. So what a creepy thing that happened. Miller played high school football in South Carolina, wore his dad's number 11. Of course, his dad played 14 Major League Baseball seasons. Just a horrific story. And death of a 14-year-old, a young kid with his entire life in front of him, dies on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. Just absolutely heinous. I want to go to Major League Baseball because the polar bear rang the bell for us last night on Coast to Coast with a grand slam breakfast. And the Mets pounded the Marlins 10-4 in Miami last night. Starling Marte, Luis Torrens, and Brandon Nimmo also went yardage for the Mets, who finished with 11 hits in the opener of a three-game set down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous honk, honk, honk. Every starter in the lineup had at least a hit. New York lefty David Peterson gave up 2 runs and 5 hits in 6 innings. Peterson, now 1-0, struck out 9 and walked 3, had it all going. The Bears drive chased Miami starter, our guy Cal Quantrill, and highlighted a 7-run 5th inning. Torrens capped the outburst when he connected for a 2-run shot off reliever George Soriano to put the Mets up 8-1. Otto Lopez's solo homer in the first gave the Marlins a quick lead before the Mets tied it on Marte's shot in the third. The Marlins scored 2 in the 9th, ending a string of 11 2/3 scoreless innings by the Mets bullpen to start the season. Lindor sat out after his wife gave birth to the couple's 3rd child. He made it to the ballpark in time for first pitch, but did not play. So Pete Alonso getting involved for Coast to Coast and paying off big. Everybody loves cash. Let's look at the rest of the scores. The Royals beat the Brewers in Milwaukee 11-1. The Brewers are 0-4. So are the Twins. They got spanked by the Chi Sox 9-0 in the Windy City. O's beat the Red Sox 8-5. I thought the Red Sox were going to the World Series. They're off to a great 1-4 start. Devers has been disgusting. He struck out like 14, 15 times. He's like not even getting anything on the bat at all. He's just absolutely looking terrible, atrocious. Phillies 6-1 over the Rockies in Philadelphia. The Reds rip the Rangers 14-3. Ellie De La Cruz hit 2 home runs, drove in 7 runs. My God. Rays over the Bucks, 6-1. The Pirates are 1-4. What a disaster. Blue Jays, 5-2 over the Nationals. In 10 innings, the Angels got by the Cardinals, 5-4. St. Louis's first loss. The Giants are 3-1. They beat the Astros, 7-2 at Orange Juice. Minute Maid, Houston. Padres are 5-0 for the first time. 7-2 winners over the Guards at Petco with that soft serve ice cream. Tigers 9-6 over the M's in Seattle. How about the Cubs? 18-3 over the A's in Sacktown in the first game played there. How about Carson Kelly of the Cubs? Who? He hit for the cycle and drove in 5 runs. That's who. And Michael Busch Beer launched a 2-run shot on the way to a career high, 4 RBIs. And the Cubs absolutely raked on the A's last night. First game in their new Northern California home in West Sacktown. Busch connected in the first inning, and Dansby Swanson followed with a homer on a cold, windy night, and the balls were flying out. 21 hits. The Cubs had it all going. The 18 runs allowed by the A's were the most by any team in a home opener in 100 years. The Browns allowed 21 to the Indians in 1925. A's shortstop Jacob Wilson hit his first career home run leading up to third in front of a sellout crowd of 12,000+. The Cubs then jumped on A's righty Joey Estes Park, Colorado, and Swanson homered for the second straight game. The Cubs were rolling last night in Sacktown. There was one other one. Dodgers 6-1 over the Braves. Tyler Glasnow gets it done at Chavez Ravine. LA 6-0 and 4-0 at Dodgers Stadium already. Let's look at College Rack. The Crown Tournament going on in Vegas, Sin City, the Macadaha, beautiful Las Vegas, baby. All the games at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Butler yesterday beat Utah. Pharrell with the nice cover. 86-84, Bulldogs get it done over the Utes. Boise then raked GW 89-59. Dagenhart had 19 for the Broncos. Nebraska beat Arizona State 86-78. I mean, all Bobby Hurley does is lose. Williams had 30 for the Huskers. And Georgetown in the nightcap 85-82 over Washington State. Mack had 37 for the Hoyas. There's more of the same today on a Tuesday. DePaul in Cincinnati at 3 o'clock on FS1. Cincy laying 9.5. Central Florida and Oregon State at 5:30. Central Florida laying 4.5. 8:30, Nova in Colorado. Nova laying 3.5. And at 11 o'clock, the nightcap on FS1, Tulane and USC. USC laying 9.5. The NIT semifinals are tonight. First one is North Texas and Irvine at 7 o'clock on ESPN from the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. And North Texas is laying 1.5 in the nightcap at 9:30 on the Deuce. It's Chattanooga and Loyola of Chicago. The Ramblers are laying 2.5 in that semi. Don't forget, the Final Four is set for San Antonio Saturday. 6:09, it's Florida and Auburn at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Florida's laying 2.5. The nightcap is at 8:49 on CBS. Houston and Duke, both games on CBS. Duke laying 5.5 against the Cougs. The last two teams on the women's side in the NCAAs got into the Final Four last night. Texas beat TCU 58-47 in Birmingham. And then in Spokane, UConn 78-64 over USC. Paige Beckers had 31, 6 dimes, and 4 steals for Gino Auriemma's Lady Huskies. They'll play the Final Four Friday, 7 o'clock on ESPN Texas against South Carolina in Tampa at Amalie Arena. South Carolina laying 4.5. And then at 9 o'clock, the nightcap on ESPN, it's UConn and UCLA. UConn's laying 8.5. That's Friday night, this Friday. All right, let's look at the NBA last night. Hornets 110-106 over the Jazz. It ended up 4.5, but we got it at 2.5 with the Hornets and covered 110-106. They get it done. Miles Bridges had 26, 10 boards, and 8 dimes. Pacers 111-109 over the Kings. Sacktown covered. Naismith had 24 for the Pacers. DeRozan 31 for the Kings. Clippers won and covered in Orlando against Magic 96-87 Clips. Zubats had 18 with 20 rebounds. Heat 120-94 over the Wizards in D.C. Bam had 28 and 12. Celtics 117-103 over the Grizzlies at FedEx. Al Horford 26 with 8 boards. The Thunder blasted doubles 145-117 in Oak City. Shai Gilgeous with 27. Nets 113-109 over the Mavs in Dallas. Russell had 18 and 11. Dimes for the Nets, D'Lo, and the Lakers 104-98 over the Rockets, and a good one at the Crypt in La 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 Lipstick City. Dorian Finney-Smith with 26 boards, 3 blocks for the Lakers. Luka and LeBron had it going as LA gets it done at home. Let's look at tonight's slate. 7:30 Blazers and Hawks in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 5.5. Sixers and Knicks at the Garden. Knicks laying 14.5. 7:30 on TNT. Suns and Bucks. No Slim Reaper. Bucks laying 6.5 at Fiserv. 8 o'clock, Magic and Spurs at Frostbank in San Antonio. Orlando laying 3.5 as road faves. Raptors at the Bulls on the west side. Bulls laying 5.5. 8 o'clock, Warriors Grizzlies at FedEx in Memphis. Golden State laying 5.5. 10 o'clock, the nightcap on TNT. It's the T-Wolves and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in Denver. Nuggets are laying 3.5 there. There's your NBA for Tuesday night. Now let me go back to baseball and give you the games for tonight. Everything under the lights, Mets and Marlins. Mets are minus -155, and you got Senga against Alcantara there. 640 Reds hosting the Rangers. Texas minus -145. Uvalde against Spires, the Twin Spires. 705 D-backs and Yankees in the boogie down in the Bronx. Yanks are minus -115. Burns against Warren for the Bombers. Pirates and Rays is 705 at Steinbrenner Field. Tampa's minus -160. Nats and Jays in Toronto. Royals and Brewers in Milwaukee. Lorenzen against Patrick there. It's a pick 'em 110 both ways. 740 Twins and White Sox at Wright Field in Chicago on the south side. Minnesota's minus -175. I have no idea why they're 0-4. Angels and Cards are in St. Louis. Cards are minus -155. Alibatore pitching against Hendricks for the Angels. Jimi Hendricks. 8-10 Giants and Astros at Minute Maid. Houston's even money was Neski going for Houston. Logan spinning a web for the Giants. 940 Guards and Padres at Petco in San Diego. Michael, who would be king for the Padres, who are 5-0, against Allen for the Guards. Tigers and Mariners in Seattle. Seattle's minus -175. What's eating Gilbert Grape going for them against Larry Mize. 10:05 Cubs and A's at Sacramento. It's Steel Mill against Severino there. Cubs are minus -135 and 10-10 at the Ravine. Braves and Dodgers again at Dodger Stadium. Sale against Dustin May. May's minus -180. There's all your baseball for Tuesday night. Now let's look at the NHL from last night because I hit every game. Devils 3-2 over the Wild in a shootout at the Rock. Heischer with a goal for the Devils. Flyers 2-1 over the Predators in Philadelphia. Mishkov with a couple of assists for Philly. I gave you the Flames plus a goal and a half at the Avs, and they got it done 3-2. They beat Colorado. How about that? Stars 3-1 over the Kraken in Seattle. And Casey DeSmith again, back-to-back wins, 35 saves for Dallas. Now let's take a look. Yeah, I hit all four games. Have a sandwich. Here's tonight's schedule in the NHL. 7 o'clock, Caps and Bruins at the Garden in Boston. Panthers and Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. The Sabres are in Ottawa. Predators in sports jackets in Columbus. 7:30, Lightning and Islanders at the horse track in Strong Island. Playa. 8 o'clock, Red Wings and Blues in St. Louis. Blues are heavy favorites, minus -185. 9 o'clock, Flames in Utah in Salt Lake Shakers. Utah favorite, minus -185. 10 o'clock, Oilers in Vegas. Golden Knights in Cincinnati. I got a beautiful Vegas, baby. Vegas is minus -1.5. 10 o'clock, Sharks and Ducks on the pond in Anaheim. And 10:30, a good one, Jets and Kings at the Crypt in L.A. The Kings are minus -1.25. Don't forget, Jurickson Profar, the Braves, an 80-game suspension for using the gas. He cannot play with them if they make the playoffs. Even though he gets to come back, can't play in the postseason. That's included in the ban. That's everything. I'll be live for all Coast to Coast 3 to 6 on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Watch Profit Plays every day, Monday through Sunday, to get all of the picks that are hitting and making people fat stacks and bands. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. It's the Pharrell and the Profit app. Watch all the shows on there. And Jim Florentine's comedy specials. There's tons of them. And Miserable Men. The shows just go on and on. Meet the Creeps. You name it. They're all on the app. Pharrell and the Profit. Get it today. Sign up today for everything else. Go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C on a Tuesday afternoon. Check out. Ooh, check out. Ooh.